تريري وردة ينشيب أمو سرهي قد وردي يغدي بني
Nsen milku, għal-program miħor fissensiela il-politika kulturali miħaj, Karsni ċwirep, il-lum bħal-program miħor f'din is-serje kif għettidraw intom is-semija, anki kif għattulna intom stess mir-response jettuna, għettin komplu nfetħu din il-diskussjoni dwar il-politika kulturali xanda xtaqsam aspetti oħra tas-soċjetà tagħna. U għalhekk għall-programm tal-lum għandi miegħi żewġ mistiedrin, mhux mistieden jew mistiedna waħda biss ħassoltu, għaliex hemm dan id-dialogu xtaqt inkompli nfetħu. U miegħi għandi tnejn min nies illi ħanaqleb għall-Ingliż għall-programm tal-lum kif ġieli għamilna għaliex ftit Malti jafu konna nitkellmu ftit qabel bil-Malti wkoll, però għall-programm u biex nikkomunikaw sew ħankun qed naqilbu bl-Ingliż. So my two guests are Samuel Marker Ball. Hello, Samuel.
Yes, hello.
Thank you very much for coming to this program.
Thank you.
I have as well Justine Lubnu.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Justine.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you very much for accepting the invitation.
Thanks for inviting me.
I know Sami and Justine through mostly the world of education. Education, which is very direct, very practical, sometimes within the university context. So there are discussions, you know, about how far education takes you, whether education is as important as we say it is, because sometimes it's just a degree or just a piece of paper, or it's because everyone else does it. So might as well go to university and do what you do. But my understanding of both Sami and also Justine is that education is not something, it's not extra, it's fundamental. I know Justine through Blue Door, we can also have a word about that later, the setup that now has sort of really established itself not only in Valletta but on a national level to be this bridge or ladder to help and support people in this educational development, especially we're talking about migrant communities whose experience in Malta is very dynamic and also very challenging. Sami, as we were saying before the program and preparing, I came across in a recent interview on the local press. Yeah. I think it was an article with the Times of Malta. And this point, which you made very, very strongly, very clear, about the importance of education, struck me. So I think my first question to you, Sami, would be that. Why is it so important that education is fundamental in what you would like to do?
The education is very important because, you know, it takes a person to the beautiful life, you know. There's a proverb say, the children, for example, like the kid without education is like the bird without wing, you know. When you see this, it is true, you know. In my idea or my decision, education is like something that take a person to the new life, you know. Because without education, for example, I'm not going to school, I'm not studying, my mind or my idea will remain in the basic level, you know. But when I keep studying, and I will get a good idea, you know, and there's a new thing that I will get it from education, you know. Yes. Without education, I will not get it.
Yes. Yes. So I mentioned a bridge, I mentioned a ladder to go up. In a way, it is a tool, a means, a way,
yes,
like a road to keep going.
Yes. You know, because now in this world, the education is a tool, you know. For example, if you're going maybe there's no, for example, no one, for example, no one will go to the war without weapon. No.
Mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
if you're going to war without weapon, you will get a kill or you will not defend yourself, you know. And like this for education, for example, without education, you will not go to the place, you know, for example, you will not go to the place where there's many people and those people, they are educated, you will not go there. But if you have education, you will go there, you know, because you will be equal with them, you know.
Mm-hmm. And in Maltese, you remind me of this proverb. I'll exchange a proverb with a proverb, which is "Bnida mafzas nafsu armat," which would loosely translated mean if a person is warned about something, if a person has a bit of knowledge about something, he's sort of half protected already in his armor. He already has an advantage, or she has already an advantage. And you're reminding me of this because of also the war metaphor that we are using. Without wanting to, we both sort of thought about that. Because within the Maltese context, we do not have other warfare contexts, which, for example, you have experienced in various steps of your travels from, I believe, South Sudan onwards towards Malta.
Yeah.
So there's a lot there to be said about the power of education also to in a way, fight conflict, fight warfare.
You know, the power of the education, you know, because now I compare it to the war, but, you know, in my country, then let me go to my country.
Yes,
in the place where I come from, mostly the people, you are a strong guy, the person that they believe is a person who have, for example, who have a qualification, educated, or a person who fighting a war. It's like this because in my country it's a war zone, you know. And but in here in first world, in for example like Europe or in supply country, the person is a best is a person who educated, you know, we have a qualification, we have educated, because that person will take, you know, that person will is a future, you know. It's like the, you know, you getting me?
I am. Instead of the weapon we spoke about before in a physical term, you've got your brains, your mind, which is the best weapon. Let me bring in Justine on this, because when it comes to the education of ourselves and our improvement, our betterments, our better also relations to society. You have experienced your own stories, having traveled, having settled in Malta, but you see also, you live closely other people's stories. So I wonder whether you could add a little bit from your experience on how important is sort of the education element and somehow contributing to our own relations together within this thing we call culture and identity.
Mm-hmm. So at Blue Door English, there's the educational factor and there's the community factor, let's call it that. So for some of our students, what we do would be a bridge for them to help them integrate. Of course, everyday life, getting by in a new language. They've had a hard enough journey here as it was, and then to face the everyday challenges of not being able to communicate. So that's what we try to alleviate. And for others, it's a ladder, like you said. So it can be horizontal or vertical. And for those for whom it's a ladder are people like Sammy, who come in with a determination to not just learn the language, but to better themselves from it. Yeah.
To really sort of master.
Have some more perspective.
Those elements.
Yes.
Which, as Sammy was saying, can be very sort of functional because they lead you in a direction because that's your tool.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow you know, or you have this determination, this dream of where you want to get.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also very open towards others, because within the community setting, we relate to one another, we relate in a community. We learn even from the tensions and from the conflicts
That's right,
we
yes.
experience. Before the musical pause, we were discussing a bit the educational elements of how our lives, alone but also together, maybe especially together,
yeah.
can make us better people. And also, I liked what you said, Justine, just before you ended, about almost opening our perception and perspectives of our relations. And during this series of programs, I tried to look at how culture relates to other areas of our society. And when I think of culture, I think of identity, I think of who we are, our traditions, but also who we are becoming, the constant change that we go through. So I'm curious to know from both of you what you make of the society you experience on a daily basis, the Maltese society. Is there anything you could call a Maltese culture? Or is it too difficult to say, this is the Maltese culture, this is the way things are?
You know, for example, person like me, because now I'm new here in Malta.
How long have you
been? Yes, I have been here for 1 year and a half.
1 year and a half.
Yes. Because I don't know the Maltese culture too much, you know. Just because now I'm trying to learn it. To learn Maltese culture, to learn their food, to learn how they talk to the people, and even because last year I was studying MCAS, and there are some of my friends are Maltese. I did not learn more from their culture, you know. Now that the way that I see from Maltese, is the way they talk, because on the way and yes, is the way they talk, but I did not go because I'm still not yet learn more culture from Maltese, yes, because I have been, well, maybe in a year or 10
yes.
years,
yes.
I will learn more, because yes. step by step.
It's a slow process.
Yes.
Slow process. What you have seen till now, so the way we talk, the way we act, the way we behave, you mentioned the food, which is really, really important, always, in any context. What do you feel about Maltese culture till now, from the little you have observed and the little you have experienced? Is it something that you relate to? Are there similar common things maybe which remind you between your own
and this? Yes, there's a little bit just a little bit related to the culture where I came from, because the way I see in the place where I came from, you respect a person who is older than you. Even in Malta, I get here, you respect a person who is bigger than you. For example, you are bigger than me, I respect you. You know, it's the same. That is what I see here in Malta. Yeah.
There is also another thing which I remember reading in your interview, where the religious context was mentioned, the Christianity of the way we are brought up. So I don't know if that plays a part as well.
Yeah. In my country, it's a Christian state. And the Christian state, because the Christian, they go through the one Bible, they follow the one Bible, you know, and they follow the word of Jesus Christ, you know, and the dose of the word of the prophet, those of prophets that they prophesied. For example, according to the, because that religious is a religion that, because that in the Christian culture, there's, we relate there, because in the Bible, when we follow the Bible, it's a one, you know, we relate. And in the Bible, because in the Bible, the person who, you respect a person who is bigger than you, and you respect your dad and mom, and no thing, no steal, and no those thing, you know, and that culture, in the Christian culture, we relate there, you know. But here, because I'm still not yet to learn more Maltese culture, you know, but through the Bible, I think we are one.
Uh-huh. There are common points there which bring us together.
Because in my country there's a virus of Christianity, you know.
So there are also the traditions.
There's different, because you know but the mostly biggest community is a Catholic community in my country. And the second is those of Protestant. Like my dad is a Catholic, you know. Yeah. But me, I share in the route. I go to Adventist. You know, I'm Seventh Adventist.
So there are also those changes and shifts, because we are not stuck and fixed, but we also change and adapt, especially at a younger age, when we're sort of looking out for new experiences and means of relating to others. Justine, if you may maybe latch on to what Sami was saying about these identity markers that we have, and also sometimes what we latch on to, especially in contexts where people have traveled, changed environments, changed contexts, come across different challenges on the way here, but also while here, and how we're always changing. We're always looking out for maybe what is familiar, but at the same time, we may also like something which is new and adapt to it. I wonder whether you can maybe share some views of what you observe in the student community of Blue Door.
The student community, let me think. There is a lot of determination in the student community. There's a lot of...
So that will be a common thing.
Yes. Everyone who walks through our door wants to learn, which is nice. No one is sent by their boss. No one is like a grumpy teenager.
So in a way, that is an advantage for everyone.
Yes.
Because everyone is there with a purpose.
That's right. Students and teachers, because as a teacher, there's nothing worse than having a group of students who don't want to learn.
Exactly.
And so we know how determined they all are, which makes it easier for everybody.
If we look at sort of the wider context and also the cultural perspective, which Sami was adding his experience on, what do you observe, and this possibly applies even to you, because of your own moving and traveling and settling within the Maltese context and beyond, what are those maybe cultural elements of its traditions, the way we walk and talk, the food element? I remember even small events done with Blue Door or by Blue Door, which brought together people beyond the purpose of the teaching, of the education. But there's all those beautiful human perspectives which we share together, if it's music, if it's food, if it's our stories. What can you say maybe about that strong, beautiful element?
I would say food brings everybody together. Of course, it's something that everybody does, right? Everybody eats and drinks, and there's nothing nicer than sitting at a table with friends eating and drinking. So, and the events that we've had concerning food have been hugely popular with everybody. Everyone can relax a little bit and come out of their shell.
It's interesting also because in many Maltese communities, for example, one which comes to mind in my case, or two, is Gzira, where I live, and Hamroun, which is sort of my hometown where I still have friends and family, where there's a number of restaurants or sort of small eateries, which maybe are Eritrean or Ethiopian or Syrian, and communities develop around them. It's not just about booking a table, sitting down, also with all the COVID, post-COVID measures we have to go through, and then leaving and having a good time just with your friends. It's also the community which develops around them.
That's right.
And it's true that the food element contributes a lot to that.
It does. It really brings people together. Yeah, I know various European countries have had food programs to invite people. So people who've moved, migrants who've moved to the country, and a local will invite a migrant will invite the local, and it's integration through your stomach, which is also nice. Yeah.
That's an interesting catchphrase, integration through digestion.
Yes.
We're nearing the end of our conversation. We're in the last few minutes. And I know that we have focused on, which is a good thing, I find, the positive, strong side of our stories and why, for example, education, culture, and human relations are so important to support us, to help us move forward. But maybe in conclusion, I'd like to ask both of you of maybe what you see are still the main challenges, the main difficulties of trying to achieve these dreams, of trying to achieve these elements. So I wonder whether there's sort of particular sticky points, particular difficult moments within our society that you still see need a lot of attention and even policy and action which needs to address that.
I think looking at the majority of our students, the main barriers are there's a certain amount of fragmentation in Malta, so the information given or passed on by authorities is difficult to understand, fragmented. It's always in many, many steps, and they're sent from A to B to C to D, and there doesn't seem to be a red thread for many, and that's also quite difficult to do, because if we see a student who's exceptionally talented, to try and channel them into a certain direction involves a lot of investigatory work to find out who we should be sending to them, when and why.
I imagine beyond language, it's sort of those other fine cultural which I think, Sami, you were sort of also referring to. After a year and a half, there's so much which maybe you have understood in between the lines. There's more that you would need to. So I know if you want to maybe conclude, Sami, the main challenge maybe that you see which still needs to be tackled.
You know, here in Malta, about the Maltese culture, or the others, because I'm still it because now I wanted to go and learn Maltese culture because you know because currently I don't have a Maltese friend But during the school, during the college, because there's a lot of Maltese, contact with them, talking with them. That is the way that I learned. That is the way I gonna learn a little bit from Maltese culture, you know. But now, because I don't have more knowledge about Maltese culture. Just I wanted to learn the Maltese culture, you know. Just because now just a little bit I see about how Maltese talk, and because now if, for example, if this person talking, I will know this for years of Maltese. There is a little bit that I learn it because, you know, from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the familiarity.
Yes.
That grows.
Yes. I think is that there's no more. Yeah.
That's a big challenge in and of itself. But one to conclude where we started off, which is this process, you know, this educationary voyage almost. That you are going through, and which Justine you perceive and you see and you experience, it keeps us going, and I hope that even today's listeners have sort of been part of this educational voyage that we are going through, which is also a function of this series of programs. So thank you very much, Sammy, for being with me on this program.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, Justine, as well.
Thanks for having me.
I enjoyed this conversation, and I hope you have too. And for our listeners, I invite them to join us for the next program next time. Thank you very much. Yeah.